1 Chronicles chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel, and provoked David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it. And Joab answered, The Lord Jehovah make his people 100 times so many more as they are, but, my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then does my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of sin to Israel? Nevertheless the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore Joab departed, and went throughout all Israel, and came to Jerusalem. And Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to David. And all those of Israel were 1,100,000 men who drew the sword, and Judah was 470,000 men who drew the sword. But Levi and Benjamin he did not count among them, because the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he struck Israel. And David said to God, I have sinned greatly, because I have done this thing, but now, I beg you, do away with the sin of your servant, because I have done very foolishly. And the Lord Jehovah spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and tell David, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says, I offer you three things. Choose one of the three, that I may do it to you. So Gad came to David, and said to him, This is what the Lord Jehovah says, choose for yourself. Either 3 years famine, or 3 months to be destroyed before your enemies, while that the sword of your enemies overtakes you. Or else 3 days the sword of the Lord Jehovah, even the pestilence, in the land, and the angel of the Lord Jehovah destroying throughout all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore advise yourself what word I shall bring again to him who sent me. And David said to Gad, I am in a great strait. Let me fall now into the hand of the Lord Jehovah, because very great are his mercies. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. So the Lord Jehovah sent pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, the Lord Jehovah looked, and he repented of the evil, and said to the angel who destroyed, It is enough, stop your hand now. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes, and saw the angel of the Lord Jehovah stand between the earth and the heaven, having a drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders of Israel, who were clothed in sackcloth, fell upon their faces. And David said to God, Is it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? Even I it is who has sinned and done evil indeed. But as for these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I beg you, O Lord Jehovah, my God, be on me, and on my father's house, but not on your people, that they should be plagued. Then the angel of the Lord Jehovah commanded Gad to say to David, that David should go up, and set up an altar to the Lord Jehovah in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up at the saying of Gad, which he spoke in the name of the Lord Jehovah. And Ornan turned back, and saw the angel, and his four sons with him hid themselves. Now Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed himself to David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar in it to the Lord Jehovah. You shall grant it to me for the full price, that the plague may be stayed from the people. And Ornan said to David, Take it to yourself, and let my lord the king do that which is good in his eyes. Look, I give you the oxen also for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the meat offering. I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, No. But I will surely buy it for the full price. Because I will not take that which is yours for the Lord Jehovah, nor offer burnt offerings without cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 shekels of gold by weight, about 15 pounds, 6.84 kilograms. And David built there an altar to the Lord Jehovah, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called upon the Lord Jehovah. And he answered him from heaven by fire upon the altar of burnt offering. And the Lord Jehovah commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into its sheath. At that time when David saw that the Lord Jehovah had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. Because the tabernacle of the Lord Jehovah which Moses made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering, were at that season in the high place at Gibeon. But David could not go before it to inquire of God. Because he was afraid because of the sword of the angel of the Lord Jehovah.